From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Kenyan forces pulled out of two towns in southern Somalia Tuesday, and Islamic extremists quickly moved into one of them, according to residents. The Kenyans' withdrawal came after an attack by Islamic extremists who claimed to have killed many Kenyan peacekeepers recently, according to residents Tuesday. The town of El Ade is no man's land now after Kenyan troops started withdrawing early Tuesday and headed toward the Kenyan border, according to a resident. Ghanaians have reacted strongly to the transfer of two Yemeni detainees held for more than a decade at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the West African country. However, President John Mahama said the men posed no threat and would be monitored.
We have had several sessions with the Americans. People went to Guantanamo and personally interviewed these people. And I believe that our security is not endangered because they are in our country.
Ghana's government has granted permission for the two to remain in Ghana for 2 years, subject to security clearances. However, many say the presence of the detainees pose a security threat to Ghana, which has so far evaded the Islamist threat in West Africa, targeting Mali, Nigeria, Cameroon, and most recently Burkina Faso. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker and a slew of American business executives are meeting in Nigeria to encourage trade they say will create jobs on both continents. The visit to Nigeria is expected to be among the top 10 economies in the world by 2050 and one of Africa's smallest but most innovative nations. Rwanda is designed to transform the perception of Africa from an aid-independent country. VOA.